We are up to Simen Nun Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph. We will be doing from Yud Aleph to Tezayin. We're doing the halachas of a Shliach Tzibur. Sif Yud Aleph. Shatz Shemarech B'Tfila Kedei Sheyishmu Kolo Orev. A Shliach Tzibur that takes time over davening in order that they hear his sweet voice. So the Mechaber says, Im Umach Mashe Sameach Balibo Al Shenelson Hodoya La Hashem Yizbarach Bini'ima, if what he is trying to do is give thanks to Hashem, he's davening, he's praising Hashem, using his beautiful voice. Tovo olav brocha. That is wonderful. He should be blessed. V'hushi yispalal b'kovod rosh, v'omid be'im over year. Obviously, so long as he is standing there with the proper year and derech eretz before Hashem. Avali mechaven la'ashmiya kolo. Whereas if he likes the entertainment aspect of it, the fact that everyone is hearing his voice, the sameach b'kolo, what he is sameach about, what he is so happy about, is not Hashem, but his voice. Hareze magun. That is not something that he's giving you brachas for. Umikol makom, the Mechaber nevertheless concludes, kol shemarech b'tfiloso lo tovose mipnei torach hatzibur. Nevertheless, which means under all circumstances, a shliach tzibur that is taking too long, that is not the right thing to do, lo tovos, it is not right, because of Torah chatzibur. Now, how does that work? So, lahalacha, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down is that if he is davening longer than what the kohol wants, if he's davening more slowly than what the kohol wants, we're talking about not that the kohol wants to get out very early and he's saying every word. What we mean is that he is stretching things out because it sounds better, but the kohol likes it. So if they don't like it, it's not right. If they do like it, nevertheless, if it is too long, the Mishnah Berurah says not to do it. The reason being, first of all, because he's taking more time than he should, and that's not what they should be doing at the time. Lashon that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Yamsha Shlomo, from the Marshal, is that if he's really taking too long, that's not Chotzi Lashem and that's not Chotzi Lochem. In other words, what will you call this? It is not that the people are sitting and eating, and it's not that the people are davening. They're just listening to somebody sing. It is neither. So on a Shabbos, for example, either let them go home and have Onik Shabbos, or let them stay in davening and daven. But in terms of just listening to the Shliach Tzibur for an unreasonably long amount of time, even though they like that, it is totally out of place. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if somebody, a Shliach Tzibur, and this is referring to any Shliach Tzibur, if he finds that there's saliva coming out of his mouth, he should wipe his mouth before he starts davening. With regard to the entire discussion in the Mechaber here about whether the Chazan is just enjoying his voice or he's really praising Hashem, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Maisa of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel with Rabbi Yishmael that is very scary. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was about to be executed and he asks Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, why is this happening to me? And Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol says, when you were darshaning Barabim, when you were teaching, did you at times feel that you were enjoying the fact that you were teaching? In other words, it wasn't just that you saw yourself as a keli for transmitting Hashem's Torah, but you had personal satisfaction in that it was you that it was teaching. Said Reb Shimon Gamliel, now that you tell me that, nicham tani, I am at peace with the fact that Hashem is taking my life. It's very scary. In the case of choosing a shliach tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you have a choice between a chazan who is a kohen and one who is a levi, a kohen has kedima, a levi in Yisrael, a levi has kedima. In the case of a talmid chacham, the halacha is that he would come first. The bigger talmid chacham is the better choice for the shliach tzibur. Another thing is here we're talking about one who has a nice voice. A shliach tzibur who his voice has deteriorated to the point that it crackles and you cannot really hear the words. He is puzzled to be a shliach tzibur. Sif Yud Beis. Ein memanin mi shekore la'alfin aynin. We do not appoint one who instead of saying an aleph says an ayin, ula ayin and alfin. Now, really, if one is pronouncing things accurately, an aleph and an ayin are pronounced differently. An aleph is an aleph and an ayin is an ayin. An ayin. Whereas for most of us who pronounce them the same, in a place where people pronounce the aleph and the ayin the same, the halacha is that we are not makbid on it, and you can be mamanah shlitzibur that doesn't differentiate. But in a place where people do differentiate, you cannot appoint somebody who doesn't. Similarly, somebody who confuses a ches with a hey, or a shin with a sin, unless that is the done thing in the particular place, unless the halacha is that he would not be a good shliach tzibur. Yud Gimel, pocheach, who is that? V'hu mi shebigdo karua uzros of megulin. His clothes are torn, his arms, and Mishnah Berurah adds, his shoulders are showing. Lo yered lifnei ateva. It is a lack of kavod hatzibur for him to be the shliach tzibur, even on a non-permanent basis, even not as the shliach the chazan kavua, simply to go and be the shliach tzibur, to lead the tefillah, he is not supposed to. The halachi is that he can make a barchu, he can say kaddish, but he cannot be the shliach tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah also says, this is the Mishnah in Megillah, he could also not be the balkore. Yudalid. Suma yored lifnei hateva. This is something people don't always know. We find a machlokus in the Gemara whether or not a blind person is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. We paskin that he is. A suma is chayiv b'mitzvahs. Therefore, a suma is allowed to be the shliach tzibur. You can have a chazan who is blind. Rachmana litzlan. V'vachal yikra b'torah. Whereas he could not be the balkore. Mishum dvarim shibiksav iata rashay liomram al peh. Because he's supposed to be laning inside and not outside. The Mishnah Berurah refers us to later where although it's brought down that a suma shouldn't even have an aliyah, it is the minag Ashkenaz that a blind person can be ola lator, but he should not be the bal kore. But as far as a shliach tzibur, the halachi is that he can be the shliach tzibur. With regard to yomim noroim, there's a Chavos Yoyer, that he should not be the chazan for Yom Naram. The El Yoraba disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah brings down both opinions. And there are chazanim for Yom Naram that do a wonderful job and are Marutz Alakohol, who are blind. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down that someone who cannot hear is better off not being the Shliach Tzibur, because L'chatchilo, the Shliach Tzibur should hear what he says. So that someone who's deaf should not be the shliach tzibur. Sif tezvav, shatz kavua yored lifnei ateva me'atzmo. We talked about having a shliach tzibur kavua, the person who davens all the time. So in a place where there is such a thing, he does not have to wait to be told to daven. He just gets up when the zman comes and davens. V'lo yamtin shi'omelo, he shouldn't wait for someone to go and ask him to go up. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down there are those who say it is derech eretz for him to be noto rishus, for him to get rishus from somebody else to go up, even though lahalacha there's no need for it because he's a shliach tzibur kavua. But as a matter of derech eretz, he should. The groz shita is based on a groz. The groz shita is that even though he is the shatz kavua, he should not be going up without getting rishus. Tezayin, Misha'eno Shatz Kavua. Whereas, if the Gaboyan just approached someone and asked him to daven, Sorach Lasariv Ma'at Kodim Shared Lifnei Ateva. Even though he is willing to go up and daven, it is Derech Eretz for him to say no, not emphatically, Lasariv Ma'at. Velo Yosir Midai, not too much, so how does it work? Elo Pam Rishona Misariv. When they ask him, he says, I'd rather not. Kshiyomelo Pam Shnia, the second time, Mechin atzmo kemosha rotzalamod. So there, he doesn't say yes, but he should make it like yeah, he's about to stand up. Pam shlishis, when they ask him the third time, don't give an answer. Just ya'amod, stand up. V'ma omer lo sheyered hu adam gadol ein misarav lo klal. The halach is ein misarven lo gadol. It is considered a lack of respect if an adam choshuv tells you to get up and be the shliach tzibur. You're supposed to go. There is no reason for derech eretz. For one to be Masarev. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that even if an Adam Choshev is proposing that you take a position of Sorora, if you take up some kind of important position within the community, even if it is an Adam Chashav that is proposing it, there the Derech Eretz thing to do is first say no. It is Derech Eretz not to be eager to jump into a position of Sarara.